On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Good afternoon to all of our KSRO listeners, and thanks for tuning in today. I'm George Adair. This is the show that we usually do every Wednesday at 12, and I think we're starting to get back to some of the regular programming here at KSRO.
A little bit of normal is starting to come back. Yeah, it's good.
A little bit of normal. It's a new normal in different areas of our life, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it always will be at this point.
Yeah.
With the impact of the fires is going to be long-lasting.
We've definitely increased our vocabulary, haven't we?
Yes. I know so much about fires now that it's just crazy.
It is pretty interesting. And, and I'm learning more, too, of course, about how the recovery effort is going to go. And we're using terms very loosely these days, like impacted and recovery. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to start to zero in on what that truly means, because it's going to mean something different to renters than it will to homeowners. Impacted, as in, did you completely lose your home? Or impacted, like, did your landlord lose their home and then not renew your lease and kicked you out?
Right.
Right. So I think impacted is a defined word that is going to have very very broad implications. The reality of our new normal will be recovery, and it's going to happen in stages. And I'm trying to figure out as time goes on what my role in the community is. You know, so many people have stepped up using their expertise, and sometimes it's using their physical strength to literally move items, and sometimes it's using their brains to provide advice, and sometimes it's a combination of both. What we're trying to do is be resourceful on the show in supporting KSRO's continued and successful effort to inform the community. And so today we're actually joined by William Rousseau, and he is a tremendously important member of our county. He is the Sonoma County Clerk, Recorder, and Assessor, and has been out providing lots of really good information. I saw him speak yesterday, and I wanted to have him on the air today. So, hello, Mr. Rousseau. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Good afternoon.
I really learned a lot yesterday. I was one of the, I'm sure there was over 100 people at the Santa Rosa marketing meeting yesterday, and you did a great job fielding calls.
Good.
Fielding questions, I should say. And it gave me a good script to work towards today.
Good.
And I really appreciated that. And I think, first and foremost, we have to acknowledge that our community leaders and our political leaders and elected officials, they also are suffering. And I'd like to know, how is your home and how is your family?
Actually, I'm sitting in my house right now. We are standing, but we've got broken, smoked out, melted windows and scorch marks and burnt pool equipment and several things. But we're lucky. We're very lucky. Most of my neighbors are down.
Yeah. Yeah.
My wife's got bad asthma. I had to evacuate her over to Sacramento, and my mother as well. So, yeah, immediately after the fire, I got them out. I've been here working other than that. But, yeah, we're all in this together. Everyone's suffering or have been affected by this fire. Mm-hmm.
I think we have to remember that everyone we're working with in the community, the leadership of the community, like William Rousseau, are also dealing with this, and we have to treat folks with a certain level of compassion. I'll give you a quick example. We had an appraisal order for a client that was trying to buy in the midst of the fires. The transaction started before the fire started. And, you know, today I'm sitting here going, where's our appraisal report? And, you know, I'm sending some emails that are just direct and to the point. And then I get a note back that the appraiser lost their house in the fire. And that's the reason it's delayed.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's so much.
Everyone needs to be patient with each other right now. Yeah, everybody's got a lot on their plate or are distracted because of personal issues. That's very true.
Yeah. And so you are, of course, now helping folks through getting information about they're really your assessor's hat is probably one of the most important hats you're wearing right now. Can you tell us in general what's happening with the property tax bills that went out and many of us just received?
Okay. One of my lines is I'm clerk, recorder, assessor, not the tax collector.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're not the tax collector.
Okay, though. I have authority from Eric Roser, our tax collector, to answer mutual questions. We've gotten together and worked on frequently asked questions, which we'll have up on the web here soon.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I can answer these questions, though. I mean, we've been working together. So if your property has been damaged over $10,000 in structural damage during because of this fire, then you do not have to pay your existing tax bill. You will get a corrected bill. We're hoping that at least you'll get noticed of that corrected bill sometime before the end of December of this year. That's our goal. We've got a lofty goal to get the first step in the process. The assessor will do the revaluation, and then we'll send that the values to the tax collector. But taxpayers will get a notice of a corrected bill from us, from the assessor. We're hoping by early December.
And so, to clarify, your role as assessor, of course, is helping to is establishing value of the real estate and the improved value on top of it, and then the tax collector uses that to base the tax rate, the taxes on, and those bills go out. So,
right, assessor assesses, and then it passes it to the county auditor, who sets the tax rate, special districts. And then it goes to the tax collector for bill creation and then collection.
So here's a question I have, and I didn't raise this yesterday. It was just a crowded room, and I knew we had limited time.
Yeah.
But I wanted to raise this to you today. Will the assessed value of the improvement to real estate be prorated based on July 1st to the date of loss, or is the entire first installment period going to be removing the improved value of a completely destroyed house?
That's a great question. That's one that I didn't have a chance to answer at that meeting. You've got it pretty much right on. What we're doing is the fiscal year runs July 1st to June 30th. And the July, August, and September will be at the full value. So basically one-fourth of the bill will be at full value. And then three-fourths of the bill will be at just the land value only for a totally damaged property.
Okay, and so just to speak...
It's going to be a prorated bill.
Great. So, and I think this is important because I think I've seen commentary about, oh, I won't have to pay my tax bill. That's not true at all. What's happening is there's going to be a reassessment from your office. There's going to be a proration of the improved value for the months that the house was there, and then it's going to be adjusted once the house was destroyed. Will there be partial, like let's say, if I may, you offered this information, your house sounds like severely damaged, but not completely lost. So will homes that have melted windows and burnt out and smoke, will they be partially reassessed to a reduced improved value?
Great question again. It depends, right, like everything else. Folks who have suffered either less than $10,000 in damage, and if we can tell, just have smoke. There's one of my neighbors pretty much has smoke damage, and he has maybe 10 by 10 strip of landscaping that got burnt,
mm-hmm.
and maybe a section of a fence. Probably won't qualify for $10,000 in structural.
Mm-hmm.
But so if you're completely damaged, you get a zero value on your structure. If half of your house is damaged, we're going to take that down to zero as well because you can't live in it. Mm-hmm. And, it's unoccupiable. Those situations will get a zero on their structure.
Okay.
It's the ones like myself who probably have between $50,000 and $100,000 worth of damage that will get a percentage of their structure value will remain. And I don't have that today to determine,
sure.
to
yeah.
tell you. And then, so there's three categories, pretty much completely damaged and then partial damage where you can't occupy it will be zero. And then there'll be some that'll get a small percentage adjustment for partial damage, and then those that have just smoke and less than $10,000 in damage, I will be mailing letters to those folks, letting them know what we found, and say if you have other information, please send it to us.
Okay, you know what I really appreciate is that you've just broken it down very simply into three categories, and that your office and your team of appraisers. I think you mentioned you have 20. Is that right?
20 appraisers. Yeah.
You're already out figuring out what you need to be doing. Of course, you mentioned a scam. I'm all about scam alerts. You mentioned something that there was some bad press. Can you bring that up from yesterday?
Sure. Two things. One is about a week ago, I got a call from a friend of mine whose neighbor said, "Hey, do you know if the assessor's out here knocking on doors?" Because the guy just said he was the assessor, and he had some symbol on his car.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me, and I said, "Well, you have nobody in the field."
Mm-hmm.
At least we don't think we'll be in the field for at least another week, if not two.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's out there saying they're the county assessor, call the sheriff, call my office to verify. or police in the city of Santa Rosa, because we're not in the field right now. We're doing a lot of our reductions from the data we're getting from CAL FIRE, from the sheriff, from Permit Sonoma. All these different agencies have great aerial photos, and they take pictures. The sheriff and the Permit Sonoma, which used to be PRMD.
Yes.
They're going house to house taking street-level photos of all these. So
yeah,
we've got a lot of really good data that's helping us march through this pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's great. You know, satellite photos are helping. You mentioned quite a bit about the calamity provision. We also talked quite a bit about Prop 13 and Prop 60 yeah. yesterday. I want to keep our conversation a little less focused on that, but just to we're about to go into commercial break. What I'd like to do right now with you, if I could, is how do people get information and get their questions answered from your office just in the short term?
Yeah, and we're working on getting our website more up to date.
Uh-huh.
We've been on kind of county lockdown since the fire happened. Our emergency operations center has been controlling the data that goes on the web. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to work with our ISD folks to get free that up and get more data up on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say if you can be patient with us, give us another day. There'll be more things like our frequently asked questions will be up.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the forms, I know we talked about a lot of different things yesterday with
yes.
the realtors, but there's ways to transfer your base value if you want to move to another property, et cetera. But our website will be hopefully fully operational in the next day or two. You can still go to our website. There are some information you have to dig a little deeper because it really it wasn't really fire ready until we're working on this new kind of fire page.
Yeah,
give you all the answers.
Bill, let's get that website up for folks just so they can start looking tomorrow. And we'll put a link on our Facebook page, too. What's the website
sure.
they should go to?
All they really need to do is put in Sonoma County Assessor.org, and it'll come up.
Okay.
It's got to be a .org.
Sonoma County Assessor.org, and that will get you – that will get the community members straight to your website. And you're saying by tomorrow or the next day, there'll be some more helpful tools there.
Yeah, we're creating a fire page. It'll have – our frequently asked questions, the forms if you really want to use them, and some of the other provisions that allow you to transfer your Prop 13 values.
I know that you're very busy, but I would like to still have a few more questions with you
sure.
after we come out of the break.
On.
Okay, fantastic. Folks, I'm joined by Mr. William Rousseau, of course, Sonoma County Clerk, Recorder, and Assessor, answering questions about real-time information that affects you. I'm George Adair. Please stick around. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
This is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Thank you, first responders, and all the volunteers that continue to help our community recover. As a local and direct lender, Bay Equity is also here to help. Special government refinance and purchase loans are now available to those who have lost their home. Impacted renters and homeowners should start with an insurance claim. If you have a mortgage on lost or damaged property, please continue to make that payment. Call your loan servicer and ask for a special 90-day or longer forbearance. Be sure to get that in writing. Also visit facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans for more lending updates.
Bay Equity is offering a special 100% financing purchase and property rehab program to qualified renters and homeowners impacted by the fires. Bay Equity is also offering special credits to assist with closing costs. Call 707-583-8100 or visit bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
And welcome back to On Air with George Adair. I'm Michelle Marquis, and we did have a website that was just announced by William Rousseau, and I checked it, and actually I think it's sonoma-county.org/assessor, and that will get you to the right site. So I just wanted to correct you there. Sorry.
So we're going to put some links up on KSRO.
Yep. I'll put it on KSRO.com.
Great. Okay. So as I said when we went to break, we're talking with our Sonoma County clerk, recorder, and today, most importantly, our assessor, William Rousseau. William, it's really government can be intimidating, dealing with paperwork can be intimidating, and I was impressed to hear about the latitude your office will have with folks that have been through this in regards to the calamity paperwork. Can you talk about what the requirements are of residents that have lost their home or been impacted in some way with regards to filing for the reassessment?
Right. We are not requesting that our calamity damage reassessment form be filled out. We feel that we can get to high percentage of these properties without that being filled out. But if people really are unsure, about the situation, they can fill the form out. We do have it on our website. But really the areas of the county that are really unique, like gate access, tough to see from the air, tough for our appraisers to find in the field, those are the ones that we're encouraging to fill out the form. But if you're especially in Santa Rosa, Coffee Park, Fountain Grove, Marquess Estates area, even going a little bit down Marquess Springs, we've already identified those properties. Mm-hmm. So they don't really need to fill out a form.
And, okay.
But I always want to leave people that option,
yeah.
But it's not going to speed up your reassessment any at this point in time. And the other good thing is that we have a year from the date of the fire to contact us and either apply or just give us a heads up, hey, you may have missed this property, which I don't think we're going to miss anybody. But you have a year, and that, which is really unique situation. A lot of times that period is a 60 or a 90-day window. So this is a year process.
Right. So basically what I'm hearing is if you are in an area that's easily accessible or maybe moderately accessible, they don't have to go fill out the form. You're doing your job anyways. If you're deep into Marquess maybe and you have a gate, or if you're in an area that has a gate or was with limited visibility from the air, you should probably fill out the form, right?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Exactly. And so, what about folks that want to buy a new house? So they're not going to get rid of their old house, or they haven't decided yet. Part of the decision-making process is whether they can transfer their Prop 13 if they're eligible under Prop 60. Can you explain a little about for our older citizens that are eligible for Prop 60, how transferring their tax basis works?
Sure. On a Prop 60, I'll give you the general parameters.
Great.
But one of the owners has to be over 55 years old. And what the provision allows is that you have to sell your original residence, which is your home, mm-hmm. and buy a replacement residence. And you can do it backwards. You can buy the replacement residence first and then sell your home.
Yep.
And but it's equal or lesser value. So if you sold your original home for $700,000, you in general would have to buy for $700,000 or less, and you could get your Prop 13 base value. There are some bumps in the first year. If you sold your original residence and you were looking for the first year, you could get 105%. But if you sold your original residence and you wait, you almost go to 2 years, you can get 110% of the value.
Okay.
But the trick is, though, is if you buy your replacement residence before you sell the other one, it's pretty much 100% to 100%.
So if I'm correct in saying this, basically, if you're over 55 years old and you've lost your home, you can, and you decide to sell, you can transfer your tax basis from that home that's lost,
yes,
to a new home that's of equal or lesser value, and
exactly.
Then you can sell. So once you've sold that departing home, then you can file for a Prop 60 tax basis transfer, right?
Well,
am I saying it right?
And you have that right. And then there's another provision of the code that maybe it crosses over, and I don't want to confuse people.
Yeah.
That's a basic Prop 60.
Sure.
If you can do that over 55, and you say, well, how my lot's the only thing I have left now.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what we will do is the day before the fire, what's the market value?
Yeah.
And that'll be the comparison for the replacement res.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned you'll take comps from a real estate broker. A lot of people know brokers and friends to help the process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they can help us to determine the fair market value before. But a better way to do that, because Prop 60 requires you to sell your original residence. Okay. So that's really a limitation of that for fire victims. But there's another proposition. I don't have the proposition, but I have the code section. It's called Section 69. that it's a similar situation, but you don't have to be over 55. Mm-hmm. Anybody that has suffered over 50% damage to their original property can request and buy. They can buy a replacement property, and they can transfer their base value from the damaged property to the new property.
Wow, that's tremendous
damage. And what I think you remember from yesterday was 120% of the value. So let's just use easy figures. As if it was $1 million home before market value, and they buy for $1.2 million, they would get their Prop 13 base transferred over in full.
Right. And so what I want to do is, I don't want to assume that my listeners totally understand what Prop 13 is. I'm going to just kind of break it down like I do when I'm sitting with somebody across the table. If you bought a house for $500,000, that established a assessed value for that house, combining the home and the land value, right?
Correct.
And then over time, And so over time, Prop 13 limits the increased assessed value by 2% a year. So over 10 years, your home may have doubled in value. Just take a wild number out there, going to a million
in market value,
but your assessed value went up 2% a year for 10 years. So maybe it's up to I don't know, what is that, is it 550? I don't know what the number is, but you now have an assessed value at 550 on $1 million home. If you go buy another home for $1 million or less under Prop 60, or $1.2 million under Rule 69, you get to take your assessed value with you.
Correct. Right.
Tremendous.
And also, another provision to Revenue and Taxation Code 69 is that if you go over the 120%, this is the most liberally construed section that we have.
Yeah.
If you bought for 200% of your value, so you had the $1 million property, now it's $2 million, you can transfer your base and you get 120% of that value, and then the other 80% gets added on at market value. So it's more flexible than a Prop 60.
Tremendous opportunity, and you're not limited by age. I think that's a huge point.
Yeah, that's a big one. There's no age restriction. Exactly.
There's out of the calamity that we've gone through, there is opportunity to provide relief to homeowners, and Rule 69 is an example of that. The reassessment and sort of throwing away your tax bill, waiting for the new one if you've been affected, is an example of that. And then, of course, we've got the 203H, federally insured FHA loan, which is 100% financing for tenants and homeowners that lost their primary residence. So there's examples out there where people with the right information, which KSRO is diligently providing, and I'm so proud to be part of the team, can find some hope. And we've got a great community leader here in our assessor, Mr. William Rousseau. So, Bill, thanks so much for coming on the air with us today.
Are we out of time, George?
No, we have a couple minutes. Do you want to cover a couple more points?
Just the one that we probably didn't cover, and most people are asking this question about.
Sure, please.
If I rebuild, will I get reassessed? And I don't know if everybody knows that. And I know
Talk about that. That's going to happen a lot. I'm sorry, the rebuilding is going to happen.
Right. So if you rebuild the same house, the same square footage, your Prop 13 assessment will be what it would have been before the fire. If you add on extra square feet, well, you'll still get your Prop 13, but that extra, let's say you put an extra 500 square feet, that extra 500 square feet will be brought on at market and will be combined with your Prop 13 base. Mm. So you don't get totally reappraised. So we don't want people to fear losing their tax base if they try to rebuild the same house.
I think that's a good point, because we're talking about areas that are going to be scraped. They're going to go down so much into the soil for hazmat reasons, but there's also going to be maybe some custom homes, right, that folks just absolutely loved and plan to completely replace in the same model. You get to keep your Prop 13 and maybe add on. Is that kind of how it works now anyways? If they have a house not affected by fire and they add a fourth bedroom, isn't that how reassessment works?
Yeah, it's the same premise. Mm-hmm. The portion of new construction is the only part that gets reassessed or reappraised.
Okay.
You always retain. Only time you lose your Prop 13 base is when you have transfer of property. If it's 100%, then it gets reappraised at 100%. If it's a 50%, like you buy your brother out, then you get a 50%, you know, if it's your health is, you know, how you held title is, you know, attendance in common or et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Those are 50% reappraisal. But the only time you lose the whole base generally is 100% transfer.
Okay. We should cover one other topic in our last minute or so. As a Sonoma County clerk, what sort of services are you providing with regards to marriage certificates and those types of birth certificates, and et cetera?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. So many people have lost their birth certificates or marriage licenses or other vital documents that we may have. Our county clerk's office can provide those. They're actually free of charge if you're in the calamity areas. We will reissue those for you. You can come into our office at 585 Fiscal Drive and room 104, and we can provide those for you. But you have to be born in Sonoma County or married in Sonoma County. We can also kind of help you if you're in other counties, request those forms from other counties or from the state, because the state does have some of those documents as well.
That's great. Yeah, folks, it's great to have that backup available to you, and free of charge is really something else.
Yeah. More thing. I know a lot of people are looking for the plans of their houses. We don't have the plans anymore, but one time we did. And if you're the owner of record and can show you are, we can at least show you what we sketched. We do a sketch of the at least the exterior walls of your property, and if it's fairly recent, we'll draw in the rooms, et cetera. So if you need another resource to show your insurance agent, mm-hmm. we can provide that as well.
Fantastic. Hey, this was really informative. I can't thank you enough for joining us today.
Yeah, and we'll put this up as a podcast at ksro.com if you want to share it with someone else.
Fantastic.
Great. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. William Rousseau, Sonoma County Clerk, Recorder, and Assessor. And thanks for all you're doing. We really appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, folks, I'm getting the hook also. We got to get back to the regular programming, but thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next Wednesday. Go to our Facebook page and go to KSRO. You'll find this podcast and share it. Lots of great info.
Yep, facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans.
And I want to acknowledge you, Michelle.
Sure, of course.
Michelle Marquez, amazing work over the last 3 weeks.
That's all right. It's my job.
This is her job. Thanks again, folks. Be safe. Hug your kids. See you.